Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Precious, Precious Jewel, the motivator, the host of Acknowledge Me, Hear My Voice, a group coaching series that helps us find our inner smile by acknowledging ourselves, by acknowledging ourselves. Yes. So welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me tonight. My name is Precious, Precious Jewel, the motivator on social media, and I am your host for tonight's show. Acknowledge me, hear my voice. Acknowledge me, hear my voice, which is a group coaching series designed to support, inspire, and motivate the human soul. So I hope to share my wisdom, my truth, and my challenges, and my victories, too. I'm here tonight to share the causes and the effects of my own personal story and to assist in overcoming any obstacle, any challenge, or any setback that may be present in our lives today. By tackling these issues, we're able to overcome and move forward. We're able to overcome and move forward. We can come face to face with issues that may be present in our lives. But first, we must come in tune with ourselves. Hard questions, and be willing to set those questions forward, to make changes in our lives in order to make a real effective change. So by tackling issues, we're able to make a real effective change and move forward in our lives. So I realize that we all have different stories. But what is interesting is we may all wind up asking the same two questions. What are those questions? Two questions is, how did I get here? And how do I get out? I'll repeat that. You may want to write it down if you're on the call. How did I get here? And how do I get out? So you have to ask yourself the hard questions. And I think those are two questions that we all wind up asking ourselves if we are in a situation where we feel stuck. How did I get here? And how do I get out? So order of business. My personal disclaimer is I am not a licensed therapist or a counselor. I'm not a licensed therapist or a counselor. I am only sharing my experience with the audience tonight, and I hope to provide solutions to common issues, concerns, or problems that may leave us feeling stuck. If you ever felt stuck, then you're like me, and you ask those two questions. How did I get here, and how do I get out? So just to give you a little bit of background about me and how I started Acknowledge Me, Hear My Voice, so I'm going to just kind of share a brief testimony with you all and just follow me back for a little bit. So my testimony, as a young child, I was surrounded around abuse, molestation, depression, and domestic violence. By the age of 6, I was in a car accident that nearly stole my life. I almost had an early death. By the age of 10, I had double hip replacement on both hips. Some way and somehow, I'm standing today, and I made it. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with my first child. I managed to survive the pain through God's grace, His mercy, and favor over my life. At the age of 33, I celebrated my first birthday bash for myself. A lot of you all may remember that first birthday bash back in October 2014. The most important thing was my voice was silenced. I had no voice, and I was unable to speak because of fear and respect for my parents. And you all may have heard this old saying before, I was to be seen and not heard. I was to be seen and not heard. And for our kids, you take that literally. You take it literally, especially if you were raised in a situation like I was. You didn't have a voice. You were to be seen and not heard. At the age of 30, I began to ask my own hard questions. I began to look deep into myself and start reflecting on myself. But I had to ask those two hard questions. How did I get here? And how do I get out? So I began a process of thinking of how I was delivering in the world. What was I delivering to people who were listening and looking at me? I was delivering low self-esteem. I was delivering low confidence. I was delivering the fact that I did not have a voice, delivering bad messages. And I did not even realize that I was giving out bad messages about myself. So that's how Acknowledge Me, Hear My Voice came about. It's because I began to acknowledge myself. I began to love myself. And so many times we are taught that we have to love everyone else and make sure everyone else is okay and do this way. And we forget about ourselves in the meantime. We forget about ourselves. And ourselves, very important. God made us in His image. And so ourselves is just like God's image. But it took me a lot of twists and turns in my personal life before I could realize that I was sending out bad messages about myself. I wasn't living up to my own self-standards because I did not utilize my voice. Isn't that powerful? I did not utilize my voice. I was to be seen and not heard. So when I became 30 and I began to ask these deep questions, how did I get here and how do I get out? Those were the questions I had to ask myself. But I realized that by ignoring the red flags, write that down, ignoring the red flags. If somebody shows you who they are, we have to not ignore those red flags and believe exactly what it is that they're saying to us through their body language. And you have to be able to use your own voice to say what it is you don't like about what's happening in your life. You can no longer be a doormat any longer. You have to move forward in using your voice. So begin to ask myself the questions, and I said one point, which is ignoring the red flag. My second answer was people pleasing. I don't know if you all do that, but if you're anybody like me and you're on the line, then we do a lot of people pleasing and we forget about self. So ignore the red flags, people pleasing, and third, not taking good care of ourselves. I'm guilty. Not taking good care of ourselves. But the best part about that is, if you're here today, you can begin tomorrow. Simple. If you're here today, you can begin tomorrow and tonight by finding your voice. Am I taking good care of myself? So I begin the process of moving forward by seeking a healthier me. So that's why you always see me on Facebook talking about my workout, because that is a change in my direction and in my thought process. I want to be able to deliver a healthier me. So that's a change in my thought process. So we have to change how we think about ourselves personally, not what everybody else thinks and feels, but how we think about ourselves personally. So in my quest for finding the truth, I began to practice some things. I began to become one within myself. And as I became one within myself, I was able to focus in on my era, not the next person's era. But I was able to focus in on my era and how I was contributing to my bad messages. I was able to focus in exactly on what it was I was communicating about myself. So I began some daily routines. So sometimes it just takes for us to be quiet within ourselves, because a lot of times we have a lot of extra noise, external noise, telling you and giving you ideas about yourself, and you haven't had a chance to think and sort those ideas for yourself. And then you begin to be something that you're not. That's so powerful, because we hadn't taken the time to actually realize what is happening with ourselves, because we're so busy. And I don't know if you've heard this term before, but it's called putting out fires. You're putting out fires in your personal life, and your personal life is suffering. So I began to do some daily routines, regimens. Write that down. Do some daily regimens for yourself. If it's exercising, if it's praying, if it's meditating, if it's journaling about what it is you want, desire, and need out of this one life. What it is you want, desire, and need out of your one life. What is that? So I began to really look at myself, and I was unhappy with my results. I had went to school, I done had, you know, long-term relationships, marriages, and I was failing at every last one of them because I wasn't being truthful with myself. That is going to be the key to getting what it is you want out of this life. is being truthful with yourself. So as I began to look at myself and I was thinking about my unhappiness, my depression, my past, things started to, I started to get a clear picture of myself and how I contributed to those things. So I knew that I had to take charge over my life, to begin to take charge over my life, over my voice, over my future. And I had to begin. I felt this on week two. This is week three. But I had to begin to take charge even when my life was in a mess. I had to begin to take charge even when my personal life was a heap question. How did I get here, and how do I get out? Because the truth of the matter is, I put my own self unconsciously in situations that kept me bound. Bound in my spirit, down in my mind, down in my behavior. And so I had to begin to let some things go. A real good look at myself. And I encourage you to take a real, if you're looking for change and you desire change and you have come to a point in your life where this is not working, then at that point, you can begin to take a look at yourself, at the mess you created, and take full charge of your happiness. I challenge you to do that tonight. How in the world are you contributing to your own craziness, to your own insanity? I mentioned this before. I stated to you all that I became one with myself. I accepted the truth about me, my past, my flaws, and everything that I had to correct. I accepted those truths. Now, that hurt. Hurt, because if you anything like me, you have an ego. If you have an ego, you don't want nobody telling you nothing about yourself. But when self and God is all mixed in, and we start hearing and we start paying attention to self, then that's when change begins to take place. So in my last radio station, I had mentioned that I started to use the word no. I was a yes, yes, but I started to use the word no. It hurt me to say no. But as I began to use those two-letter words to move myself forward, I began to see a change. So with practicing my daily habits, I was able to do some important things to move me forward. And for those of you all who know me from Kentucky, you know that I moved out to Maryland, and I was only able to do those things by what I am sharing with you on the call. I was able to do two things. I was able to guide my career to the career that I wanted, and not a career that was just kind of placed in my lap. So I was able to guide my career. I was able to guide right where I wanted to live and to reside. I was able to make drastic changes that if you would have asked me 3 years ago, did I have it in me to stay and do the things that I'm doing today? I would have told you no. I didn't have a voice, didn't have the spirit to do so. My spirit person was physically drained. Why? Because I was putting out fires. And I was in relationships that served me no purpose as far as spiritual purpose. We wasn't moving forward. And I'll get to talk a little bit more about that on next Monday, toxic relationships and what they look like. But I wanted us to first take a look at ourselves, examine ourselves, and begin the process. And that's only for individuals who want to move forward. It takes a while to get there. It takes a while. It's not going to happen overnight. But when you ask yourself the two questions, how did I get here? And how do I get out? You'll begin to answer your own question. So I was able to practice these daily habits, like I was telling you before. And self-discipline became a part of the package. From where I was, with low self-esteem, low confidence, not believing in myself, not being assertive, all the things that come along with not being in tune with yourself. I was that person. But as I began to sharpen my skill, my voice, my nose, my person, then at that point, I was seeing what value I had. So I encourage you to sharpen your skills and see the value you bring to your life, not to everyone else's life, but to your life. And so I was able to write my book, Pulling Back the Covers by Diamond P. Pulling Back the Covers. And I was able to begin to create the lifestyle I wanted to live forever. The legacy I wanted to leave my children. So now I'm writing a book, and I'm able to help others, either if it's in their life or their career, or just getting clear about who it is they are and what it is they bring. I hope that I didn't bore you with truth and wisdom and honesty tonight. And I hope that the next time we meet, or the next time we are all together, that we have a better sense of self and how self contribute to life. And we begin to take those baby steps, whatever it is for you. Whatever it is for you, you begin to take the baby steps, whether you want a new career, whether you want to move, whether you want to just find your voice like me. You'll be on the call next week, and we'll keep growing. This is Precious, Precious Jewel the Motivator. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to listen to me as I tell you about my truth, my wisdom, and I share with you, acknowledge me, hear my voice. A group of individuals that want to find their inner smile by acknowledging self. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful night. Thank you.